Well, being the third Sunday of the month, we want to do our normal testimony time, but today we're going to switch it up just a little bit. What we want to do is we want you to answer a simple question. And the question is, where were you when you were saved?
My name is Micah Stiple.
How old were you?
I was six.
No, five.
No, five. In my bedroom.
With him?
With my dad.
Who else?
My name is Marilyn Thomas. I was saved at age 33 after my best friend was killed in a car accident, and that's the crisis that brought me to a hunger for the Lord.
Good morning. I'm Chris Kimple. I was saved at the age of 15 in my bedroom with my mom.
I'm Beth, and I was saved in childhood. Probably around the age of 4 or 5, and then later on was baptized when I was 16 and made a much deeper commitment to Christ at Broadway Christian downtown in my early 20s.
I'm Ben Harrison, and I was saved at my Christian elementary school in kindergarten.
Cheryl Dominguez, and I was saved when we went to a Youth for Christ at Polk Hagen.
Daniel Dominguez, I was saved in 1975. I had ridden my motorcycle to an invitation to go to Sunday school on Easter Sunday. And at the end of that service, he says, "If you want to know the rest of the story, come back tonight." And I went back. And when I got on that bike, it was all different.
I was saved, or rather, my name is John Heath. I was saved at a very small army base, Herzogenaurach, Germany, 1970.
I'm Bob Taylor. I was saved in 1948 on my wife's birthday, February the 8th. And I was saved in a school gym where they were having a sort of like a Youth for Christ meeting.
I was 11 or 12. I'm Elaine Taylor. And I didn't know him when he was saved on my birthday. My dad was a pastor, and all these pastors got together and held revival meetings in a large auditorium. And I was upstairs during this message, and my mom looked over at me, and she says, "Would you like to go forward?" And so she went with me. We had to go down all these stairs and to the front to pray, and that's when I gave my heart to the Lord.
I was saved, Carlin, I was saved at 4 or 5 in my beginner Sunday school class when my teacher said that you want to go to heaven.
I'm Bruce Payne. I was saved in 1967 at the age of 12 in Healdsburg, California, and I responded to an altar call. We had a neighbor that had brought some of us kids to Sunday school, to her Sunday school. And then after Sunday school, we would sit through the service, and our pastor, Wallace Martin, gave an altar call, and I went forward.
My name is Deb Payne. I was saved at the age of 7. It was a Sunday evening, and the pastor, it wasn't my pastor of our church, but he was a guest pastor, and he spoke about Noah and the ark, and that once God shut the door, nobody could get in. No, but that was it. So I was not going to be left outside the ark.
I was saved when I was 23 at Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California.
Hi, I'm Donna Wright. I was saved about 12 years ago, I think, in a little apartment in my living room while on the internet in a Christian chat room.
I'm Elaine Walker.
I was saved at the age of 5 in an after-school Bible club in Toledo, Ohio.
Okay. I'm Graham, and I was saved, I believe it was 2011. I was having breakfast at Starbucks with my dad.
My name is Mike Deck. I was saved probably at the age of 9 or 10. Our youth pastor had come to the house, as he normally did, and we sat down at the kitchen table, and we went through the gospel message.
My name is Debbie Taylor, and I was saved when I was 15 years old at North Highlands Church of Christ.
I'm Kathy. I was saved at the age of 9 in a children's meeting run by the Child Evangelism Fellowship in a tent with a grass floor, Wabash, Indiana.
I'm Amy Deck, and despite Mike being a Christian, he married a Mormon girl, and 3 years into our marriage, I went down a very destructive path and was on my way out the door, and he said, "Would you please go to church with me one time?" And it was this church, when it was newly being started, meeting at a daycare center the first Sunday in 1990, and the Holy Spirit, I didn't know what I was doing, drew me up, and the Baxters prayed with us, and I accepted Christ that day. Here we are.
My name's Cynthia Dewart, and I accepted Christ. I was probably about 14 at the Fort Wayne Gospel Temple.
My name is Megan Stiver, and I accepted the Lord when I was very small, so small that I don't remember it, but a meaningful, and that was with my mom somewhere in our house, and meaningful time for me was around my 8th grade year at a Christian Missionary Alliance church camp called Summit Grove in Pennsylvania, and that's when I really rededicated my life and gave it over to Jesus.
My name is Isaiah Stiver, and I gave my life to Christ when I was 4 in my bedroom.
My name is Hudson Stiver, and I gave my life to Christ when I was 4 or 5 in my bedroom.
We do a lot of cool stuff in our bedroom, so.
My name is Bart. I gave my life to Jesus Christ when I was at work.
I'm Deb Clapp, and I gave my life to Christ as a young child in Portage Christian Missionary Alliance Church. And I, too, rededicated my life as a young teen, probably about 12 or 13. I was at Edinburgh Camp in Pennsylvania.
Praise God.
I was 10 years old, 1969, at North Highlands Church of Christ here in Fort Wayne. So when I heard Deb Taylor say that, I thought, that's weird, same church. And then Beth Moore said something about Broadway Christian. She probably knows the guy that baptized me, which would be Bob Yalberg. Mm-hmm.
I'm Tyler, and I was at Paulding Church of the Nazarene at a youth group gathering when I gave everything over to Jesus.
Yeah, I'm Lance, and I got saved when I was 15. So I was at the Edgerton Church of Christ, and my pastor's wife explained to me the gospel in a clear way, and I said, sign me up. I don't want my sins. Jesus, please take them. And that was that.